Hi, friends. I am Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. Remember, there is a free reading plan for you. If you want to check off as we go, make sure you get to read all the chapters that you may have missed between January and when we finish in March. That is free for you over at anniefdowns.com/gospels. So here is how this works. I'll read one chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible. And then I'll mention the verse or idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. But we'd love to hear what stood out to you too. The conversations are so fun over on Instagram at Let's Read the Gospels. So make sure you're following there, chatting with your friends who are hearing the same chapter you are today. So today is February 22nd, and I'll be reading Matthew 16 from the New International Version. Matthew 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red,' and in the morning, 'Today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast.' You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it, except the sign of Jonah." Jesus then left them and went away. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we didn't bring any bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly, I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." That is Matthew 16, and it reminds me of a conversation I had this weekend. When you're reading verse 26, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" I was talking with a friend this weekend about how we are watching a friend of ours walk away from their faith and in the middle of it, get everything they've wanted. And it is a wild thing to watch. And so we really had this long conversation of watching someone we really love gain the whole world and walk away from the Lord. And so I don't know if you have friends like that too, where you're kind of seeing this juxtaposition that doesn't make sense. And you kind of go, "Jesus, why was this the way you wanted to do this for them? And how is this happening?" And draw them back to you. And so if you have friends like that, me too. And I'll pray for your friends if you'll pray for mine. So let's pray together. Yeah, God, we know so many people who are hurting, so many people who are disillusioned, who are walking away from their faith altogether and saying that this isn't something they believe in at all anymore. And Jesus, I just ask that you would be more real to them than ever, that who you really are, not who they learned growing up, not what they've experienced, but who you really are would become what is most true to them. Would you speak to them in their dreams? Would you speak to our friends in random places where things pop up that would only make sense to them and you? Would you just woo our friends back to you, back to your heart? So we love you, Jesus. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.